Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! We're back into your ear canal we come. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Ben.
And welcome to an episode of House Meeting.
When you picture us in your ear canal, do you picture us on a boat?
Oh.
Sailing along the ear canal?
Oh, no.
No, I just picture, you know what I picture?
I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay.
Because each listener's going to be picturing a different thing, right?
That's true.
But then now I bring the question to you.
Thank you. No, no.
How do you picture us travelling down the listener's ear canal?
I picture us kind of like spelunking down the ear canal.
What's up to our, what, like, up to our...
Wading. Wading through, sort of wading on our,
Like in films when we have to go through sewers.
Yeah, like crawling through.
Or Shawshank.
Possibly a little bit like, yeah, I mean, not necessarily a sewer, but more like you know, potholing. More
some
like
of these listeners... Some of these listeners, their ear canals are absolute sewers.
Well, they are. So
the things they've heard. How do you picture it, Clarky?
Just like us three stood round.
Stood?
Just stood there.
Just chilling out.
So what, a bit solid ground?
Yeah, but like as though we're like stood in an empty pool or like a half pipe.
Oh. Heaven is a half pipe, well, dear listener, and your ear canal is heaven for us.
It is heaven to us.
And you're up for a real treat, I think.
Yeah, why not commit to it? I think you might need to work slightly on how you sell these podcasts.
Right, okay, sorry. Yeah.
But that was pretty good effort.
Today's a house meeting.
Today is a house meeting. We had a very fun chat. But before all of that,
yes,
let's just do a little bit of housekeeping.
Housekeeping before the house meeting?
Absolutely right. We've got another flat share slam down.
Wallop, they keep coming.
They keep coming. We've got one, a live one you can come along to. The live recordings... We're doing loads of them at the moment, and they're really fun. We're always having a nice time.
We always have a nice time, and there's more people coming for the first time as well, which is always really nice.
Yeah, well, when we start the show by saying, give us a cheer if you've never been to a live recording before, that cheer's massive, isn't it? It's great. You know, there's still, obviously, there's the people who show up every single time, and we love them very much, but there are loads of brand new people, which is good. Clarky, what are you texting there?
I'm sorry, I was just looking up the thing for the end of the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
we've got some fact-checking coming along.
As always.
Absolutely, so stay tuned for that. Very exciting.
But also, we've got this live...
We've got this live show.
Record.
So, oh, yeah.
The live...
Fact-checking live.
Yeah, it's good. No, we're going to do a flat-share slam down.
The Tory party.
It's on the 10th of March. Anyway, that's a great date. A great date. It's at the Phoenix.
Lovely. Home of the Flat Slam. Yeah,
home of the Flat Slam. It's in Cavendish Square. It's a lovely pub downstairs. And the guests are fantastic. Matt Lucas and Jenny Bede.
I've heard of them.
I've heard of both.
Don't mind telling you, I've heard of them.
And I think they're going to be very good. So, so that should be fun. If you want to get your tickets, you can go to tickettext.co.uk. That's tickettext.co.uk.
Tickettext.co.uk.
Although I think there's probably an advert on our Twitter, and I'll stick an advert on the Facebook as well. But, you know, it should be easy to find. What's that? It will be in the show notes.
There are show notes.
Producer Emma tells us it will be in the show notes.
Yeah, there are no notes like show notes.
Like no notes, I know. where do they find the show notes? In just like if they...
The description of the episode.
That's what it is, yeah, the description of the episode.
So there we go. I'll check those out.
You should read them. Because you've not heard this podcast before.
Next thing
you'll
be telling me, we've got a Patreon.
Oh, you're going to be impressed by this. We actually do have a Patreon.
Get out of town.
And you know where you can find the Patreon?
Where?
In the show notes.
What?
The Patreon, we put it in the show notes.
Heyday!
If you go to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare, you can join the Patreon. And everybody who donates $5 or above...
Gets show notes.
Gets show notes aplenty attached to a bonus episode.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a bonus episode.
There's a bonus.
And it has show notes.
Well, it's not just one bonus episode. There's a new bonus episode every single Thursday.
Ooh.
Pretty good. Yummy.
Do you know what I'd be good at?
What would you be good at? A hype man? Is that what you're going for?
No, you know, like...
Someone who doesn't know anything and is constantly surprised by any bit of information.
You know, like when there's a con man. There's a con man and then, like, he has his mark in the crowd who goes, right, I don't believe this. I want to go.
Yes.
I'd be really good at that.
Scenario?
Do you know what I was picturing in my head? That chase, you know, like the chase, the lady, the card trick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's specifically what I was thinking
about. Like a guy's like trying to con them into a bus journey or something. I want to go.
Who's conning people into a bus journey?
I've been on some journeys, you guys. You know how I'm always late? Well. You get conned onto a bus, did you? £50 bus journey. Oh.
It's 50 quid, you have to travel in the boot. Sounds good to me. So we're sending out some of the rewards to our patrons. Now, if you are in the hallowed tier of $25 and
copper
above...
Copper-bottomed winners,
your T-shirts... Tom promises me should be out soon. Can we just talk about this?
Yes.
So you put out a message, a frantic all in caps message on our Patreon.
I'm doing admin.
Firstly, you also called it admin.
Strong
as well.
Strong. Honest up front. I'm not conning anyone into a bus journey. Put it that way.
That's true.
You
I want a goal.
You called it T-shirt admin.
Strong. Honest.
And you
loud.
And you asked people to send. You said, "Can you please send you T-shirt size, please?"
That's right. Saving on.
Can you
letters.
Please send you T-shirt size, please?
Can you send please you T-shirt size, please?
I mean, at least you said please. and no one really knows where to send.
No one knows what to do now.
We've had a few questions. Tom.
You don't know. Well, we don't know which way's up, do we?
Well, someone said, not sure how to send a message, other than as a comment on this post. And someone said, I sent you guys details over email. So some people sent it on the comments.
Right.
People sent them via email. Some people even sent them into the messages on the Patreon. So they're in three different locations
currently.
Okay, do
we need to clarify things now?
I screamed mine into the night.
Okay.
So, and also...
I all capsed out the window.
Also, a friend of the show, Sarah Simpson, has asked, what are the options as well? Because you haven't put down the options. You just said, can you please send you T-shirt size, please? Can you please send you T-shirt size, please?
Can you please send you T-shirt size, please?
I got an email at 2 a.m, by the way. I got an email at 2 a.m saying somebody has attempted to log into your Patreon. And I was a bit worried. I thought, oh no, have we been hacked? And I thought, no, I know what this is going to be. And then lo and behold, I checked the Patreon this morning and can you please send you T-shirt size, please? All in caps. T-shirt written as one word.
I don't see what's confusing about that. Can you please send you T-shirt size, please?
What's disturbing about all of this is if I were in charge of this, it'd be even worse.
Okay, so to clear things up, please reply in caps lock and please send you T-shirt size, please. Hope that clears things up. And the T-shirts will be with you by November.
Oh, boy.
Well, can you please enjoy this episode, please? Do join the Patreon if you want to and find us on Twitter and Facebook and all those kind of places. But first, let's enjoy this house meeting.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Did that help?
No, I've got a real gruff.
I can tell you've got a real frog in your throat, haven't you?
I know.
I've got a real gruff.
I'm up against it.
Do you want a throat sweet?
No, I'm all right, thank you.
Ooh. So is this due to booze?
Late night shenanigans
late
on
night
Saturday night.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Here's what I'm experiencing this week, though.
Yeah,
I've had to order one of the most kind of demeaning items. Like, I've had to order a chin strap to wear at night in an attempt to stop me from snoring.
A chin strap. Have you tried like the nose tape?
So I've got nose tape.
That's not working.
I've had a week of nose tape.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to try nose tape, chin strap.
Nose tape and chin strap.
Nose tape, chin strap.
We're in a flat. So let's get this right. Is the idea that it's because your mouth hangs open?
Well, it's one of the theories.
And you start snoring. So you're opening up the nasal cavity with the strap.
Yeah.
With the thing, whatever they're called.
There's a fundamental problem with snoring, which is it's involuntary.
Yep.
Now, there are obviously extenuating factors, which is like if you drink too much, you smoke, or you drink, or you're a bit fat. So I do realise that lifestyle does affect snoring.
Sure.
So you are kind of to blame. But also, it's not something you're doing on purpose.
No. Yeah.
But it inflicts maximum frustration on your partner.
Maximum damage.
can I ask a question about your partner in this instance?
Of course.
Has she gone for earplugs?
Yes. Oh, they, wow. They already go for earplugs.
Has she gone for ear straps?
Do either of you snore?
I do snore, yeah.
Do I snore?
Yeah, but
big time, baby.
mainly when I've had something to drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, isn't it? Because you wake up and you've caused disruption to your partner, but it's been completely involuntary, but you're kind of to blame.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely to blame.
But you haven't been doing it on purpose, so you feel very defensive about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, particularly if you get woken up during. There's a real moment there because it's like they're annoyed with you. You're suddenly annoyed with them, but it's like waking up into halfway through an argument.
There you go. That's what it feels like.
So you suddenly like everyone's annoyed.
Yeah.
And a second ago you were just dreaming.
I've never been woken up when I've been snoring.
Oh really?
But either because Charlie can't wake me up, I'm assuming, or that actually she finds my snoring quite adorable.
I think it's the latter.
I'm happy with either of those.
you woke me up once when I was snoring.
Yeah, I do remember that. What was that?
We were at a friend's house, a producer's house, and I was sleeping on a single air bed.
Oh, man.
A strange night. And you came over and kicked the air bed.
You're snoring, Clarky.
I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, kick the air. But well, I think that the way to do it normally is just to change someone's position, isn't it? If you can change their position, but which
apparently is impossible with me.
Yeah,
according to my partner,
it's not easy. Yeah. Once you get into your position, you lock in.
You know me.
You lock in.
I hunker down. The downward dog.
it's surprising you snore in that position. You think your airways would be nice and open?
A story that if you're woken up too suddenly, you might die from a heart attack or something like that.
I think that was the thing of sleepwalking. It's a sleepwalking myth that if you wake someone up, that you shouldn't wake someone up when they're sleepwalking. But actually, it's totally fine to.
Go on.
No, I was going to say, why would you have a heart attack if you were? Because everyone wakes up.
Yeah, well, I think it's just one of those things that someone's.
Wasn't it like you dreamt so violently that you had a heart? It was like the story of a guy who dreamt he fell off a cliff and woke up dead or some shit.
Well, no, hang on a second. Tom, backtrack on this story. Right, yeah, but think about it, right?
It does sound like the kind of thing kids would say.
Yeah, but think about the how do they know what he was dreaming of if you woke up dead?
I don't know, maybe he had time to get some words out. dreamt I fell off a cliff. Tell your friends. I swear that was a story.
Unless he woke up on the edge of a cliff and probably fell off it.
Do you think anyone's ever like fallen off a cliff and fallen asleep halfway through?
On the way down, I think I've seen
Wile E. Coyote do it. I had a weird thing the other day. I don't know if I've told you this or not. I had a vivid dream about getting remarried.
Oh, and remarried dreams.
I dreamt I was at Canterbury Cathedral.
Oh,
remarrying.
Very grand.
In a grand way.
Yeah.
And I dreamt the vicar was after my wedding ring.
The vicar wanted to nick your wedding ring?
No, he said, I'm going to give it back to you at the altar, so you need to give it me now. And I was really struggling to get my ring off. And I was driving my car, and I remembered that was my dream last night, like broke my dream. And I was like, bloody hell, that was my dream. And as I did it, I absentmindedly went to fill my wedding ring, and my wedding ring wasn't there. And I was just like, oh man.
The priest got it?
I was like, oh man, I don't know, where's my wedding ring? So I called my wife in a panic and she went to the bed and it was in the bed. So in my sleep, I'd taken my wedding ring off and just left it in the bed.
Wow.
Really freaked me out.
But a sort of evil priest had got it. Or
night priest.
Not necessarily.
My priest.
It's very Freddy Krueger, isn't it?
I've never seen the Freddy Krueger films.
Oh, treat yourself, bud.
They're good films.
But he's a priest who steals weddings.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So the idea is that he haunts young people in their dreams. Mm. And if he kills you in your dream, he kills you in real life.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's a good concept.
Can you fly in your dreams and shit like that, though?
Some people manage to kind of battle him in various ways. But
so is the battle to stay awake?
Yeah, either to stay awake or to escape him in the dream and then wake up. Yeah.
Isn't it something... I don't want to go down to the myth of... I don't want to repeat another playground story. If you stay awake for 3 days, do you die?
No, I think you just fall asleep.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good for you.
It can kill you, right? Lack of sleep.
I don't know if...
I think
lack of sleep is the thing that's going to kill you, but I think you can kind of go mad by it. It's not good for your brain and body.
Or...
if you're suffering from exhaustion, though, presumably that's... because you can die from exhaustion, can't you? Like, people who get like overworked in prison camps die of exhaustion.
But then that's physical.
That's true. That is, it's not just lack of sleep.
I think I've got it. I've got the perfect story.
You don't work hard.
No. I think the official line is, if you stay awake for 3 days.
The official line.
This is it, guys.
This is official.
Okay.
Guys, very, very quickly, before we carry on, we want to stress that this is the official line.
The official line
is...
this
is now true. Tell everyone in the playground.
If you stay awake for 3 days and then fall asleep, your dream of falling off a cliff and having a heart attack.
No way.
Because you're so tired that your dream is so real that you're...
that you have a heart attack.
You have a heart attack.
Yeah.
That could... I think we could get... should we try and get some new playground stories going?
I was thinking this as well, but it's so difficult now with Googling.
Yeah, but what if one of them is, if you Google something...
yeah, okay, this is good.
You die.
You'll die.
Yeah.
No, well...
you'll fall off a cliff. Yeah. Because you're looking at your phone.
if you Google image search cliff faces, you will fall off one.
You will see Cliff Richard's face.
Go on.
I just wonder, if you do Google cliff face, does Cliff Richard's face come up?
Find out. I can do it right now. Here we go.
Well, let's first have a... This is how we play.
Okay, here we go.
How far down is Cliff Richard's face when you Google Cliff
Halfway
face?
Halfway down the fifth cliff.
Okay, so...
I'm going to say...
what number do you think? If I type...
the second page.
Oh, that's a... hold on. That's very general.
No, the second page on Google... oh, it doesn't go to pages anymore. It just sort of keeps going. So give me a number.
25. Clarkie, higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower.
Interessante.
13.
This is how we play. Crossbow, are you looking?
Yeah, I've been scrolling for ages. There's been no Cliff Richard's face.
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I've scrolled all the way bottom to the bottom where it says show more results, but there are no people in this.
Is there a gap between the words cliff and face?
Yes, there's a gap between the words cliff and face. Would you help me remove the gap? Because that, I think that's going to confuse things even more.
No.
Yeah, cliff, face.
Do you know what, Parry? I think your second impulse was right with this, not to have said this.
Is having subtitles in a foreign film cheating?
House meeting.
I tell you now, if you type in cliff Richard face, then every picture is a picture of Cliff Richard face.
Okay, that's cleared that up.
Yeah. So that's good to know. I saw Cliff Richard. I've told you about this before, haven't I? What?
In concert.
I saw Cliff Richard in concert, yeah. I wanted to go and see Morrissey. Sadly now cancelled. And that's exactly what Morrissey did.
Cliff Richard just replaced Morrissey.
Yeah, no, Cliff Richard was the support act.
Right.
And Morrissey was because Cliff Richard's not famous in... it was a gig in Brooklyn. I was going to take my wife for her 30th birthday.
Yes.
So I was going to go on holiday to Brooklyn and we were going to go and watch Morrissey. Cliff Richard was the support act. Morrissey cancelled due to ill health. I'm assuming mental health. Yeah. But he cancelled and Cliff Richard said, I'm still going to do the gig in a slightly smaller venue because he's not very famous in. And so we went along and saw Cliff Richard.
How was it?
It was okay, we didn't stay till the end. It was sort of fine. He performs along to a, because it wasn't the show he was going to do, which was like he does this sort of rock and roll, like a tribute to rock and roll type show. It wasn't that show.
Medley's a go-go.
But it was quite like he has a guy playing a sort of one of those organs that goes like, you know, like sort of like, you know, like the sort of thing you'd see in like a Korg, a working men's club, a bit like that, yeah. But like just playing, so he was playing like a keyboard, playing like that was basically the only instrument playing the songs. So it's like watching someone performing in a pub, and Cliff's there dancing, and he's got a backing singer who has to stay like way back of the stage, right far. In fact, when she sung her solo, she wasn't allowed to come to the front of the stage. Cliff just sat there on a chair at the front of the stage while she sat for the back of the stage.
She's got a restraining order.
Apparently so, but he still employs her.
By the falling out, there was an assault. She hit Cliff, and now he's got a restraining order on his own backing singer.
Yeah.
20 metres.
From Stardom.
So it's a bit like with Wimbledon, yeah. When it rained and there was no tennis, Cliff performed.
Yeah.
Is that Cliff's new niche?
That's basically what he does.
He only performs when things get postponed.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Fair enough. So if there's a delayed train or something like that, he'll show up on the platform, he'll be there and he'll sing you a little bit of congratulations. It doesn't seem very apropos, really, considering.
I like that, though.
And then every four songs, he would have his manager come out and interview him and do like a kind of Q&A.
You've got to fill the time a little bit.
You've got to fill the time. And also, he's 80.
Was it questions from the audience?
No, it's questions from the manager.
where do you want to stay when we go to LA? Yeah. Do you want to stay in the B&B?
Or? Yeah, because, you know, that all comes out the top end.
Is this a good enough rumour to start a playground room that every time something gets cancelled, Cliff Richard appears and sings a song?
I think any play, if you're wanting to appeal to the sort of playground age group, I don't think any room with Cliff Richard in it is a good idea. You know, firstly, they're not going to know who he is.
That's true.
Secondly, well, I won't say secondly because I want to be arrested.
How about this though? I think I've got it.
What?
It's about dreams. So if you have a dream about Cliff Richard, it means that something coming up in your life is about to be cancelled.
I still think that Cliff Richard is a bum steer here because why, like, right, like my niece, for example, she's 7.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to know who Cliff Richard is.
No.
And that's the target age group you're going for, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. If you were a primary school teacher, wouldn't you do this all the time for fun? Start like weird factual playground stories that can spread?
I think
is it too easily traced?
That's sort of against the rules of what a teacher does, which is impart okay. actual knowledge.
As a parent, though, you can do it, can't
you?
Yeah,
as a parent,
you can send your kid in.
Like, you probably get away with it as a dinner lady as well.
Yeah, the only thing is,
I guess the best people for these rumours are older brothers and cousins.
That's it. I think
sisters. The older spouses.
That's not, where you're really wielding power.
Siblings.
Well, exactly.
Siblings.
Where there's no spouses, yeah.
Siblings, not spouses.
Yeah. No, if you're... Yeah, let's not go down that route. But not the spouses of your children.
No,
the siblings. But I think parents and teachers have a duty of care.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
They've got a duty of care. They.
Whereas older siblings older have a miss duty of care.
Exactly. Yeah. It's their job to tell you the truth about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's their job to
let you have a drag on a cigar.
Cigar.
Play their first punk record. Whoa. You know. All that kind of stuff.
What? Who? Did your older sister smoke cigars and listen to punk rock records?
I wish she did. It'd be much cooler than... I had Eternal. Take that, New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. That's not the sort of introduction to music you want. I mean, all wonderful bands.
Eternal in their prime.
Oh, what a band.
Forget about it.
New Kids on the Block in their prime.
Strong, actually.
Strong. Hanging Tough. What a song.
Bloody loved Hanging Tough. Does Hanging Tough stand up? It must do.
I don't know. Let's go. Can we have...
Can we drop
can
in
we have 10 seconds of Hanging Tough?
Can you sing it to me? Because I don't know what you're
No, this
about.
Is our favourite game. We're going to drop in Hanging Tough and then you
and then
get to Clark review
gets
it.
Review.
And not listen to it.
Clark
okay,
review,
so
tough.
Here is New Kids on the Block, Hanging Tough. We're going to put you in a trance with a funky song.
Tell you what, It wasn't at all tough hanging with that song.
Not bad at all.
This is one of my favourite games.
It's not a bad, it's not a bad feature.
I liked singing. I liked the musicality.
Lovely.
It really took me back to a time when I knew what that song was.
Yeah. Did you like Lucas on the Block when you were a youngster?
I didn't think they were particularly on my radar, but I'm sure I'm sure you had a radar
when you were a kid.
my ears.
You could pick up the sort of locality of boy bands.
Absolutely.
You could just get your ears out and you'd be like, hang on a sec, Brother Beyond are nearby.
Boop, boop, boop. That's the noise of my ear radar.
It's good. Do you know?
It is good.
Do you know what though?
It's going to be problematic if your ear radars make a noise, right? Because surely it's going to get in the way of them listening to the things they're supposed to be listening to.
Parry, I'm going to blow your mind. His mouth made that noise.
Whoa!
Yeah. It's close to his ears.
Oh yeah, too close for comfort.
A little too close for comfort. Little too close for comfort. She clarky.
You don't want to smell those ears either.
No way.
Oh, do ears smell?
Can I tell you a thing? You smell with your nose, Parry. You smell with your nose. No, they listen.
What do ears smell like? I mean, like,
what do ears smell like?
Yeah,
I assume they smell of wax, right? Don't they?
But what does that smell like? Wax.
Yeah, it smells of wax.
Candle wax.
No, earwax.
What does earwax smell of?
Well, it's kind of like smells of earwax.
Fusty, you know, kind of.
Maybe we're not designed to ever know. That's why you don't really know.
But we do know. We can smell it.
It doesn't feel like you know, does it?
But also. What do you want? A comparison to another thing that also smells like earwax?
Yeah, or like put it in a ballpark.
I tell you what.
But wait. What does fresh bread smell like?
Fresh bread, very good. See, okay, here we go.
Because it smells like fresh bread. You can't compare it to.
There is a sweetness to it. It feels. It smells comforting. I'd put it in a ballpark with other comforting smells. Doesn't smell in any way medicinal.
Okay, we'll
put it in the medicinal ballpark.
You know what? I think earwax smells medicinal then. If you're going to call medicinal one of the ballparks.
Okay, here we go.
I think earwax smells medicinal.
You know, like your tongue has different taste sensors?
Yep.
Six or seven, right? Six?
It's taste buds.
That used to be.
You've got six taste buds.
You've got six areas of taste buds.
Yeah, that apparently that's a myth.
But that's what you used to do at
that's
school.
That's a playground myth.
I thought that was
science.
It's not a particularly fun playground.
This is a scientific playground myth. No, we did that at school. We drew a picture of a tongue.
Yes.
And then you draw the compartments of it. And then you would get like little droppers. Do you remember? You got little droppers of different tastes, like a sweet taste and a sour taste and a salty taste. And you drop it on the different parts of your tongue and see if it tasted stronger. That was a science experiment. We did it.
Yeah,
did it at primary school. It's great fun.
This has been dispelled, has it?
I believe so.
By who?
You know, scientists and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like taste buds are taste buds.
Scientist N Stuff, is that his name? My name is Dr. Scientist N Stuff.
The N stands for not.
Not stuff. Scientist Not Stuff is my full name.
Go on, what's the reasoning behind it?
I don't know. I've not gone into it in any depth. I just believe that...
You believe it?
I believe
blindly.
It.
As an act of blind faith.
That was a myth.
Right.
That different parts of
it
the
does,
time.
It does...
From one of your older brothers or cousins?
Or from Parry.
Well, I still get all my information from a playground. But, yeah...
No, you know what?
Speaking of restraining orders,
Crosby let that sit for just a second. We're going to leave that.
I think we can't go down that route. Yeah, but you know what? The thing about it is, it does taste believable, doesn't it? The idea of it of droppers and the tongue.
Well, also, I think
different compartments.
I still thought it was that's the way it was because you can only taste certain things on the back of your tongue and so, like there's areas of your tongue.
At least that's what you tell them.
But if it is, even if it isn't true,
yeah,
there is that kind of that's you know you could have different ballparks for is that. What we're going for different ballparks.
Different ballparks for smells.
Right.
Okay.
What are your ballparks? Medicinal is not a bad one, right?
Medicinal and
fresh.
Comfort. Fresh.
And that's why I went for. it was a bad word, but fusty, of like the opposite of that, like an old smelling, like yeah, you know, mothballed dark
charity
like,
shops. Like charity dust. Shops can often smell.
Earwax smells like damp or dust, or
you know, like when you go to like a holiday house,
yes,
like in Wales or something. They always smell the same to me.
It's because they haven't necessarily been refreshed been for a aired. While. Yeah, they, yeah,
you know, yeah.
Like when you come back to your house after a holiday. Sometimes your house can have that slightly fusty.
Oh, I thought you were speaking specifically.
Not Clarky's house.
He always has a visit first.
I'll show him my pictures posters.
There was a mix up of boots. And I had posters of all my holiday photos.
Called in the local Athena. Stocked up. House meeting. Can I get this pizza delivered to Nanita? House meeting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, that was always like getting movie posters from...
Well, at university, at the first week of university, they had like poster day, didn't they?
Big question on who are you?
Yeah.
It's like right, who am I going to be?
Talk me through this, because I didn't go to university.
There's the poster fair. So the poster fair comes in Freshers Week and like they'll set up in a venue and it'll just be hundreds of posters for sale. Off you go. So you go to the poster fair to buy loads of posters.
I love this.
And it is like, it's the big early question of who do you want to project? You know, who do you want to be? What's the projection of your personality going to be?
Amazing.
Is there room here for a bit of reinvention?
You know, I went.
Oh
for?
Yeah, yeah. Go on.
Can you remember? Maybe you didn't know me first year.
I didn't know.
You didn't know me, but I put it up in my bedroom in St. Michael's. So I had it second year as well.
Wait, maybe we should guess.
All right, absolutely. Okay, see if you can guess what I went for. I'll tell you now.
Yeah.
It's an iconic photo. See if you can imagine what iconic photo.
Oh, it's a photo.
It wasn't the one where the fucking Buddhist monk set himself on fire.
No, but I was a huge Rage Against the Machine fan. Yeah, right. So it's not outside of the realm of possibility, but it's not that.
Is it like Tiananmen Square?
It's not Tiananmen Square.
No, okay.
It's a bit bleak, isn't it?
It wasn't the little naked Vietnamese kid running from the napalm. No, it wasn't. Let's just don't go down that road.
Okay, I don't know why iconic photos sent me in that direction.
Absolutely at the same.
Do you know what? It
jumps into the wrong ballpark.
If somebody said to me iconic photo, I would start going down flag planted on Iwo Jima and that sort of thing. So let's not. It's not that. No. By the way, can you slurp that any louder? We've had complaints.
I know, fucking hell.
Very quickly, we will apologise now because we have had complaints in the past about us eating during the podcast, and we're going to try our best not to eat during the podcast. And when Emma spoke to us about this, about the problems that the listeners have been having, and the next episode we put out, I was eating a banana all the way through it, and I felt so bad. I think that might have been a bonus episode. I was eating the banana during. I was in the intro, that's right. Yeah, I was eating a banana and, oh dear.
I could be wrong here.
Yeah.
I think there might be as many listeners out there who like us eating.
No, there's not.
They just are the silent majority.
I tell you what, if you do like hearing us eat on the podcast, get in touch.
Then here's to you.
No.
Stop doing that. Honestly, mate, I was editing the advert the other day when you drank at the start.
Yeah.
And I had to redo it loads because there was like a blip in the mic when it happened. And I was really struggling with it. It was really winding me up.
It's, yeah, people don't enjoy it. But
it's a condition.
Each to their own.
We've got three more guesses on iconic photos.
Okay.
Yeah. No more slurping. Okay,
and it's not a film.
Can we play hotter and closer? Hotter or closer?
Hotter.
Okay.
Hotter and closer. Here
hotter
we go.
Closer. Okay.
So. Okay.
Hindenburg.
Can't get much hotter than that.
Hotter or closer is problematic, isn't it?
Hotter or closer.
It should be hotter or further away.
No, I'm going to say we're going to play hotter or closer. Yeah, you have to see. Okay. You have to see from where the way I say hotter or the word closer, okay, whether or not.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You're getting hotter.
Great.
Or further away.
Okay.
Hotter or closer is how we play. Okay, so
Jack Ruby shooting Lee Harvey Oswald.
Can I?
Oh,
wait, I've got one.
I think I've got it.
Hold tight. Hold tight. Can I just say hotter?
How about the Rat Pack stood under the Las Vegas sign?
We have an immediate winner in Clarkie. Yes, he smashed it.
Really?
He smashed it.
That was mine as well.
I know you had it as well, yeah. You also had up on your wall in the Vegas household was a poster that said, fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Yeah. Yellow background, black font.
Black font.
Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Fuck you, you fucking fuck. But it was very kind of like, it was, you know, we went to university in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was the sort of tail end of that... kind of Pulp Fiction-y.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Every movie that was coming out was that kind of like a wisecracking gangster movie.
Tim Roth was in them.
Tim Roth was in every movie you saw.
Inexplicably
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
I used to have, I think my first year fight pictures were Rat
whoa, whoa,
Pack.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, go on. Go on.
Let's play Hotter or Closer.
Hotter or Closer.
Let's see if we can get this. Clarkie, you start. Because we've both seen these posters. We've both been in this.
So I can remember three distinctly. So I will...
This was you in Rutherford College, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, so if you want clues, one was a movie poster.
I'm going to go with that first.
One was a cartoon character.
Ooh.
And one was an iconic photo of a movie star.
Okay.
Okay. I'll allow any one of them for a win as we play Hotter or Closer.
Hotter or Closer. Here we go.
I'm going to go with Pulp Fiction film poster.
No, that was from my... teenage bedroom.
Oh, I am going to go for
it's a great poster. It remains a great
Pulp
poster.
Pulp Fiction is a fantastic poster.
Can we have a poster for our podcast?
Well,
that would be good, wouldn't
look,
it?
Do you want to do the t-shirts first, mate?
Okay, let's play Hotter or Closer.
Parry's got hotter instantly there.
And the
sadly,
t-shirts
no
have not
closer.
Got closer. I've got a quote from this morning. And the quote is, we'll be ready next year. No. Got a quote for the t-shirts.
Have you?
I've seen you in business.
Right.
And then the poster rolls out.
Well, you know what?
I'd love a poster for this.
A guy called a Thousand Monsters on Twitter did a really, really cool picture of
amazing.
Us, like sort of superheroes on the front of a comic book. He's done a bunch of different podcasts. He's done the Horn Section podcast and
good.
Off Menu and Adam Bucks, and they're brilliant. So find him, a Thousand Monsters company. On Twitter. He's done a very good job. But this is really... This has really stuck a stick in the spokes of our game, Hotter or Closer.
Yes, Hotter or Closer.
Let's play Hotter or Closer.
Okay.
Movie poster.
Movie poster.
I think I've got it now.
Do you think you got it?
But you go. It's your turn. It's not mine.
Swingers.
No.
Oh,
that's what I thought it was too.
Yeah.
Very good guess. The Rat Pack image kind of covered the Swingers kind
sure.
of element
yeah.
for
Very much
me.
So. Very much
yes.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Parry.
The enigmatic Tom Parry. How well do you know this man? Or at least, who's he trying to be in Freshers?
Did you ever go for the bowling shirts with the vest underneath?
Me and Clarky, me and Clarky watched Swingers, went out the next day and bought matching loud shirts. Yeah. Mine was blue, his was red.
Great.
With vests underneath.
Love it.
And wore them that weekend to blast off.
We just
told each other we were money.
So desperately uncool.
Listener dear, if you've not seen Swingers, Swingers is one of those films that I assume everyone's seen because it's like a classic in my head.
Yeah.
But it is actually quite a small film.
If you've not seen it, it will blow your mind as to what Vince Vaughn used to look like.
Oh, potential. That's absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. One of the most gorgeous men you've ever seen. But what I watched Swingers fairly recently, and it was one of those things, it's a bit like watching Wayne's World again when you are not 12, and you go, oh, the joke is they're losers. They're not the coolest guys in the world. And I just assumed that it was... Like, I assume Wayne's World was about two guys who'd cracked life.
Yes, totally.
You know?
And it they're living the dream. They're living in their parents' basement.
Yeah, they're living in their parents' basement doing a TV show and they're like, you know, they're obsessed with Aerosmith. That's actually all of those things are bad.
Listeners, by the way, if there's any listener out here who thinks that you're listening to this because we're really cool and this is a really cool podcast, you should be aware that's not what's going on.
No, here. No, I don't think it, I don't think anyone's fooled by that.
We not cool?
Oh no! Clarky didn't realise.
What a way to find out.
No,
right. I tell you,
you're breaking my heart over here.
Let's just for Clarky's sake. Of course we're cool. It was just April Fools.
Oh, of course we call you legend.
Of course we call you fucking fuck. now. So
it's on my turn.
Yes.
How about this? Betty Blue.
Oh, great guess. No.
Yeah, arty, French, pretentious.
Yeah.
It does a lot of hard work.
Here's who I want to be, not who I am.
Exactly.
I hadn't seen that at that point, so I wasn't that cool.
No.
It was pretty mainstream stuff that was going on here.
Right.
Two more guesses.
Okay.
And so then we've got the reveal.
Can we get a bit of a ballpark now?
We've got cartoon characters. We haven't even touched on cartoon
characters. Because we're not getting either hotter or closer at the moment.
Remind me what the ballparks are again. One's fusty. One's medicinal.
Fusty, one's fresh and comfort.
Okay, one's a cartoon character.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah,
one's an iconic photo of a movie star.
Right.
Female. And one is a movie poster.
Yeah.
All male.
Post it all male. Right.
On every the bloody movie in the 90s, then, am I right?
Female iconic.
It's black and white.
It's black and white.
That's giving you a right. That's a good ballpark. Both the cartoon character and the iconic movie star, black and white posters.
Black and white posters.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I'm bringing to my room.
Right. I'm going to say, for iconic female movie star, black and white, it's going to be one of two people. And I'm going to say, It's Audrey Hepburn.
Oh. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It was either going to be Marilyn Monroe or Audrey Hepburn, but I didn't think you were a Monroe kind of guy.
Yeah. Audrey Hepburn, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Of course, a classy
cigarette
movie.
Holder.
Fag holder.
Classy movie, classy guy.
Everything's classy about that movie. Everything's classy about that movie, especially Mickey Rooney's portrayal of a Chinese man. Couldn't be anything more classy than that.
Talk about reassessing movies by rewatching them.
I know, yeah. Talk about cancelled. Clarky, so
now I'm left with cartoon character and
yes. movie.
And with the
film with guys in it. I mean, film with all guys in it. Yeah, what film's got guys in it? It's not Sex Lies the Potato Men, is it?
No, but we read the script for that and got asked to audition for it whilst at university.
Talk me through it. I love an audition story.
So obviously we're from the West Midlands. We were at Youth Theatre, Central Youth Theatre, and they contacted the Youth Theatre to see if they had any young males who were willing to audition for this script. And they, so the head of the youth theatre put, I think we were first, I was second year, I think uni, so we were about 19.
Yeah.
And they sent us the scripts. And I read the script and said, it's not worth travelling back to Wolverhampton to audition for.
What?
Wowee.
So I didn't.
No. And considering what you've auditioned for in the, you know, in the last month.
I'd audition for it now.
Absolutely, yeah.
but back then...
Back then you had aspirations.
I was Breakfast at Tiffany's back then.
Absolutely, unless I'm playing a Chinese man, I'm not interested.
Exactly right. but I believe you went along and another guy went along, didn't they?
Yeah.
How did the audition go?
It was fine. I was auditioning with my mate, Steve, who... was like really not on top of the script. So he was putting in massive pauses while he kind of read his line ahead.
Right.
And they loved him.
What?
And he got like two callbacks and they were gunning for him and it was gonna be, and it was like, you know, it was like first hearing this kind of like, oh, Steve's gonna get a part in a film, like he's gonna be famous.
Yeah.
And then in the end, it was like they went with someone who was actually famous, and you go, oh, of course.
So were they getting people to read for the main roles, like the Mackenzie Crook and the Johnny Vegas
parts?
That's
it. Yeah. So I think it was like the Mackenzie Crook part.
What?
That they were like, oh, this guy, they love him. That was like the big talk, and it was like, he's going to be in a film.
And what's Steve up to now?
I don't know, actually.
He's a scout leader.
Yeah, I think he's a scout leader. Yeah.
Great for spreading rumours.
Let's get in touch.
The scout leader.
Scout leader is the perfect person to start rumours. Round the campfire, no one's really going to question him if you go, do you know what? Trees lay eggs sometimes.
Do you know what?
Do you know what? Trees lay eggs.
sometimes.
Yeah. They're not constantly laying eggs.
Is a seed an egg?
Is an acorn an egg?
No, not yet, but give it time.
An acorn. An acorn. An acorn is basically...
A tree egg. A
tree egg, isn't it?
Better name for it.
If there are any scout
those
leaders
squirrels
listening...
Squirrels going nuts for those tree eggs.
I would say going nuts.
Well, going eggs for those tree eggs.
Going eggs for the tree eggs, yeah. I'm going to have some eggs for tree eggs today. But if there are any scout leaders
going eggs for tree eggs is a nice euphemism for being busy. Have you had a good day? I am going eggs for tree eggs. I was going eggs for tree eggs all
day. We've got a lot of recordings to do, Terry.
We've got something to put on the poster.
That's going to be our poster for our podcast. I'm going eggs for tree eggs.
Oh, dear.
We're
not shifting a lot of units. I'll tell you that much.
I'm changing the T-shirt quote.
No, guys, no one is going eggs for our tree eggs.
Can you put that as your out-of-office reply on your email? Can't get back to you. I'm going eggs for tree eggs.
I'm going eggs for tree eggs. That's a great phrase.
These squirrels are going eggs for tree eggs.
Oh, the eggs on this guy to think.
So where were we? If you're a scout leader and you're listening in, do get in touch.
Tell us the best rumour you've started amongst your troop.
Tell us the rumours that you could... Because sat around the campfire, Ginganguly style...
Yes.
You can throw out little story, like, you know, little stories, little myths, you know...
And also, you're more of a man of the world than these square teachers. Do you know what I mean? Like, the teachers are in their classrooms and stuff.
Exactly.
You've got a fucking knife.
You're in a chair.
You've got a fucking knife and you can swear a little bit and you smack rollies in front of the kids. It's like, everyone's like, yes, he fucking knows.
He fucking what knows.
Teachers...
He shanked a kid.
You know, teachers never seen a tree lay an egg. Fucking Steve-O has.
Steve-O almost got a part in bloody Sex Lies of the Potato Man.
He used to be a film star, Steve-O.
He used to be a film star. Now he's got a knife.
Do you know he'd be really good as this scout leader? Vince Vaughn. He'd be like, he used to be a movie star.
He used to be
like
a good-looking
for the kids. Exactly.
He used to be a sexy movie star, and now he is.
Apparently Vinceo. Old troop leader Vinceo. He used to be a movie star. And he saw a tree laying egg. He's boffed Julia Roberts and he's seen a tree lay an egg.
I don't know which one I'm more jealous of.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
Wowee. We covered some ground there, didn't we?
We really did.
It was one of them that you stand at the finishing line, you look back and you think, well, that was a marathon.
Yeah. We didn't feel like it.
We've come so far.
I didn't even hit a wall. It's great.
There is no wall.
We just, do you remember that guy who used to run those gigs up north?
Yeah.
And he was telling you, because you were about...
I was training for the marathon and I was talking about how concerned I was about the wall that every marathon runner hits around about mile 20. And this guy, I mean, to describe him, he wasn't athletic, was he?
He didn't look like Mo Farah. I'll say that much.
He was a pretty out of shape dude.
Yeah, he didn't look like the healthiest man.
And he said, don't worry, mate, I've run the marathon, and the truth is, there is no wall.
Yeah, and...
He was wrong.
Do you know what?
There's a big wall, and it hits you like a ton of bricks.
He also sent an email to our booking agent for the tour and said, the truth is, there is no money.
Now, that is true.
And that actually did turn out to be true.
Okay, so we've got to clean up some science here. And not in a... scout leader kind of way. This is in a producer Emma has Googled it kind of way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and no, I haven't seen this.
The ballparks of smells. Ready?
Okay, let's talk about it.
They're called olfactory spaces.
Are we going to... olfactory spaces?
Well, I think so. I've kind of half read that.
Now,
you ready?
The first question I want to ask is, did any of our medicinal, fusty, fresh... comfort, did any of those show up?
No.
Okay. Good to know.
You'll be able to see that we were close. We were in the ballpark of that ballpark.
Okay, we're in the olfactory ballpark.
Number one, in with a shot, it's fragrant.
That's not far away. Fragrant. That's not far away, is it?
Nice. Okay. Next to fragrant is fruity.
Fragrant and fruity.
Ooh, bloody hell. And next to fruity is citrus. So in fruity is all non-citrus fruits, and in citrus...
is all citrus fruits, right?
Pretty exclusive club.
Yeah.
I would say that's a ballpark within a ballpark. Right. I'd say citrus is a subsection of fruity.
But I think it's so distinct it must be as to need it.
Yeah, it must be so distinct.
I think if someone said, do you like fruits? Do you fancy eating a bit of fruit? And they gave you a lemon. You'd be like, that wasn't what I was thinking of. I was thinking more along the lines of a cherry.
Do you know what I'd do?
Or a peach.
I'd make lemonade.
Oh,
that's just me.
It's a wonderful outlook you've got.
That's just me. And I've always said it.
You've always said you'll make lemonade.
I've always said I'll make lemonade, and then I never get round to making lemonade. And then I go, well, do you want lemonade? Please send me you glass size. All in caps. Okay, let's whistle through these. Woody and resinous. Chemical. Everyone's favourite. Sweet. Minty and peppermint gets its own ballpark.
But it's such a strong flavour. Yeah. So wait, can you go back? What was the one, Woody and?
Woody and resinous. That's one ballpark.
Woody, oh, right, okay, like
pine or fresh cut grass.
So it smells of wood or resin. Is that what it is, like resinous?
I guess so.
Strange.
Toasted and nutty.
Toasted and nutty. Oh.
Like my poos.
Oh, toasted? Why are you toasting your poos?
Pungent. Blue cheese. Cigar
like
smoke.
My poo.
And finally decayed. Like my poos. Rotting meat or sour milk. The last two, pungent and decayed, get a kind of meta category of their own that people describe as sickening.
Ooh. What about what?
I was going to say
pungent, but blue cheese and like strong cheeses smell bad but taste amazing.
Other aromas,
kind of by that way,
smell great.
They kind of smell great, yeah.
Other aromas,
whereas rotting meat, never good.
No, never good to eat that rot.
Other aromas, other aromas like baked bread or fresh brewed coffee are amalgams of two or more of these two 10 elements.
Ah, great.
So you can have things that come in between.
So can you find out now what earwax smells like based on that? If we're going to put it into a category, what category do you think it smells like?
I don't know. I've just gone on to producer Emma's messages instead.
By accident, yeah. Well, just out of force of habit.
Well, let me tell you, they were sickening.
What category would you put them in?
Listener dear, if you're going to review today's episode, 5 stars on iTunes ought to do it.
Yes,
tell us how you're smelling today using one of those 10 aromas.
I would love that. That's great.
It's not bad, is it?
Not a bad one at all.
Tell us how you're smelling. You can you can use a few of them to put together how you smell today. 5 stars ought to do it.
5 stars and tell us how you smell. And of course, if you are a scout leader, don't forget to get in touch.
Of course. And Clarky,
always.
You're going to come here with some science bombshells.
Well, this is from livescience.com, so it must be true, right?
Yeah, great website.
Science is
the notion
on the move.
That the tongue is mapped into 4 areas, sweet, sour, salty, and bitter,
yes.
is wrong.
What? No,
there are 5 basic tastes identified so far, and the entire tongue can sense all of these tastes more or less equally.
Right.
So, live science.
So are you telling me that those those like phrenology heads are wrong as well?
Oh, with the
like the lions, and it says like this part of the brain is just for your empathy, and this part of your brain is...
Well, I don't know.
Yes.
But I have heard that the left, right, they always talk about that divide of like creative one side.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've heard recently as well that's
not true
nonsense.
Either. Right.
Phrenology is nonsense, I think.
Phrenology is not, because I've just got into it.
Well, I've seen the tattoos on your scalp.
Well, that's it. I've shaved my head.
That would be a cool tat.
Yeah, do you think so?
Yeah.
All the phrenology thing.
It's a big move.
It's a hell of a move, but
a
you've got
commitment.
A good head of hair, so...
I can certainly grow my hair over the top of it, if I got cold feet during it. Which part of your brain is for cold feet? So join the
it's
Patreon.
It's the tip of your tongue, I believe.
Imagine getting your tongue tattooed. You know when people... Do you remember like when people get the inside of their lip tattooed?
Yes.
Oh.
And it says, I love you. And then when Indiana Jones is teaching you, you kind of go... And it shows I love you.
I love you, Wendy.
It's something like that, anyway.
It's something like that.
So and before we leave you for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call,
the posters.
It was Homer Simpson in black and white going, Doe.
Oh,
I remember that.
And the movie?
And Goodfellas. As
of
far
course,
back as I could remember,
fellas.
I always wanted to be a student.
We will see you next time. Thanks
not
very much.
Not if we see you first.
Thanks for listening. And that doesn't work. Thanks for listening.
Today's episode was produced by... Oh, what posters did you have on your wall when you were a fresher?
Yeah, good question.
I think it was a lot of band posters. I don't really remember.
Cool. As in, like, band images. Like, the Prophet Muhammad.
Like the guy getting shot.
As in music bands. Oh. And I think I had a London Underground one as well.
Pretty cool.
Because I was a big fan, but I wasn't in London, so it wasn't useful.
You were just a fan of London?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You ended up in London. And well done on turning your back on music bands and finding audio podcasts. It was produced by producer Emma.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Please be upstanding.
Shh.
Keep it quiet.
Come on down.
Guys, please.
Yes.
Please be upstanding.
No, no. Shh. Quiet.
Please.
Yes.
Please, standing.
Finally.
Please, be standing.
Guys, please. Some of us are trying to get some sleep.
ASMR.
Shh.
Neighborhood watch.
Will you pipe down?
I'm so sorry.
Shh.
My computer just made a noise.
No computers allowed.
No computers allowed.
Get that computer out of this library.
Okay.
What?
Shh.
Oi. Oi, mate.
Gosh.
Oi, mate.
For God's sake,
pipe down.
Matey boy. Here he is.
Here he is.
Mate.
Don't bring that dog in here. We're trying to keep it down. Oh, listen to it. It's an absolute barker. What the hell are you thinking? James Parker?
Oh, gosh, he's too loud.
It's too loud.
Keep it quiet, guys.
What are you else is loud?
Wow, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This guy's arrived.
No, put that down. No, but for God's sake.
He's threatening to bang one of those poppers for a party.
Party popper.
That's right.
He's threatening to bang a popper for a party.
He's threatening to bang a popper for a party.
I sometimes just put him on the radiator.
Keep it down.
Give us a popper for a party, mate.
Ben Hardy.
He's got a popper for a party.
Keep
it down.
Bloody
mate.
Keep it down, mate.
That suit's a bit loud.
What?
Even the suit.
Don't close your eyes.
I can't.
Cover your ears.
I'm closing my eyes and covering my ears. The sound of the suit is still penetrating. It's such a loud... I mean, he really is a flash one.
Oh, he really is. He's a flash one. The cash.
Is Tobias Ashton.
Oh, he doesn't mind
it. He doesn't mind it. I don't mind it if you don't mind
it. What colour's the suit?
What colour's the suit? Sort of puce colour.
Oh, it's puce and no mistake.
It's puce.
A loud puce.
A loud, bright... puce.
Get out of the library.
Get out of the library.
No puce in the library, you ball ache.
Keep it quiet, guys. Please keep quiet.
I'm trying to be thinking here.
Buy me a drink and keep it quiet while you bloody do it, eh, mate? Thank you very much.
Of course.
Jack has some paper for a party as well.
Lucky, calm down. Keep your hair on.
I mean, yeah, better than what I was going for. I want to hear what Clarkie had, though.
Absolutely.
Let's hear what Clarkie
has. Wish I'd gone for that one, Barry.
Clarkie, what? Go for your one first, because I always enjoy yours.
I mean, he was going to get... Buy me a drink, mate. What's that? You've got no money. His wallet's completely barren. All right, Clarkie, keep your hair on.
That is absolutely classic. Aaron. Yes, keep your hair on. It's classic Aaron.
Hey, keep it down, mate. Keep it down.
Keep it down.
You can't go playing that sitar in here.
Oh, my goodness.
You've come in here with your bloody sitar playing it loudly. Stop talking to the Beatles. Who do you think you are?
Shankar Kumar Ravi.
Mr. Shankar. Yeah, first name Ravi. you're not. I can tell you now, I found your ID on the floor. And your real name's Joe Avi.
Joe Avi, keep it down, Avi. Joe.
Keep it down, pipe down, mate.
Avi, mate, give me a bubble for a party.
Keep your enlightenment down, mate.
Keep it down, mate.
Oh, dear.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Oh.
It's been a long
day. The library's been chock-a-block. What is it? Some kind of bloody book holiday.
It's been a... Yeah.
There are bank holidays,
then there are book holidays.
It's a book holiday Monday, mate.
It's a book holiday Monday. Keep it down.
You can't cash that book. Are you mad?
Not today. I'm at my wit's end. I'm at book's end.
Listen.
It's wit's end Sunday.
It's book end Wednesday.
Oh, I've just broken my spine.
Keep it down, mate.
Don't judge a book by its poppers.
Shh, put that popper for a party in your bag, mate.
Okay.
Calm down.
We're about to close up, but he's coming in. Here he comes.
Oh, final customer of the day.
He's coming in. You know what? Do I let him in? Or do I just flip the sign round and say, we're shut, son?
Oh, we're shut, son. Bad news, we're shut, son.
We're shut, son. You're going to have to come back the next book holiday, yes. Mr. Neil Hudson.
See you next Wednesday, mate.
See you next Wednesday, you cunt.
Yeah. Well, what a day at the library.
What a great day at the library.
And that concludes this week's Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.